This is how Burmese pro-democracy advocates living in India reacted to new election rules in Burma. The rules essentially bar Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi and other opposition leaders from running.
Because the General Tan Shui, led by military government, they are cheating the people.
Burma's ruling military junta says it will hold free and fair elections this year for the first time in two decades. Priscilla Clapp, the former mission chief at the U.S. Embassy in Burma, says that while elections are a step in the right direction, Burma's constitution, finalized in 2008, ensures strong control by the military.
Many senior military leaders have recently resigned, and they are already out campaigning.
Burma's constitution bars political prisoners from running for office. The iconic Aung San Suu Kyi heads the main opposition party, the National League for Democracy, or NLD, but she's been under house arrest for 14 of the last 20 years. Her party has opted out.
How can the NLD in good conscience register themselves as a political party and participate in those elections when all of their leaders who have suffered so heavily for their engagement would be precluded from engaging with this new government?
Washington attorney Jared Genzer is Aung San Suu Kyi's international counsel. He has a lot to say about the junta's upcoming elections. None of it's good.
I think they learned their lesson from 1990 when they actually allowed for a free and fair election and lost in a landslide, and they're not going to allow something like that to happen again.
Genzer is president of Freedom Now, a group in Washington that works for the release of political prisoners worldwide. He recently helped to secure freedom for Burmese-born American Jo Zaw Lwin, also known as Nini Young. The pro-democracy activist was arrested in September in Rangoon, where he traveled to visit his sick mother.
I'm seeing people dying in front of me without, you know, waters and any treatments.
Nini Young says most Burmese feel the junta's elections are a sham, reminiscent of the elections in 1990, when the military refused to relinquish power despite losses at the polls. He says democracy's best hope is constant, steady pressure from the international community.
In my case, you know, when they request, U.S. government requests to the regime for my release, and then right now I'm sitting in front of the Congress and I'm in the United States and so I'm free.
Nini Young and other Burmese pro-democracy advocates say the United States has less leverage on Burma following years of economic sanctions. Last year, the Obama administration announced a new policy toward Burma of pragmatic engagement. Analysts say the junta still responds to international criticism, but that China, India, and Burma's other allies within the Association of Southeast Asian Nations should be at the table for any dialogue on national reconciliation. Japan and Malaysia recently urged Burma to hold free, fair, and inclusive general elections. And Ambassador Clapp thinks even a flawed election holds promise.
So they're going to have to start somewhere. They will have to allow some degree of debate. Right now, they allow absolutely none.
Hope still for democracy in what was once one of Southeast Asia's wealthiest nations, but now among the poorest. Laurel Boom in VOA News, Washington.